After the Congress, we had written up a report which came to be called the Easter People, and Cardinal Hume and I went out to Rome to present it to Pope John Paul and to say to him, well, this is our church, please will you come and see it? And he agreed, and it was agreed that it would have to be 82 before he could come. In the meantime, there was the attempt upon his life, and we were very doubtful whether he would be well enough to sustain the sort of program we had in mind. After a very long and difficult convalescence for him, he bravely agreed to come, and then we had the Falklands War, and it looked as though it was going to be impossible for him to come. And I was sent out by the bishops to try and see what I could save at the very last moment. And he was marvelous in cooperating and in calling to Rome the bishops and the Argentine and so on, so that a package of about 10 proposals, which we worked out at the dinner table, could be put into effect. And eventually, on the Monday before he was due to arrive, the decision was taken to go ahead, because it was a pastoral visit and in no sense a political visit. And as a pastoral visit to our country, to Scotland, and then to Wales, it was a marvelous occasion of the affirmation of our faith by the successor of Peter, and obviously the first successor as Pope to set foot on these shores. Oh, historic in every sense, and to have had him sleeping in a bed in my house. He'd always been a good friend, and so that was why, apart from the nunciature in the Archbishop's house here in Liverpool, is the only house in this country where he's actually spent the night. And it's a proud boast, but a real sign of his concern and friendship.